everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 25th, 2022. Well, currently I'm reading a book titled The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self by Carl R. Truman. This book is describing the current moral situation in our culture. It's describing how we have gotten to this place. One interesting thought in this book is that the modern self has forgotten and removed any relationship with the transcendent. The morality of the culture is not viewed in relationship to or accountable to the transcendent. And we know this is just not the case. We know that we are accountable to God. So we need to think through this. I think it's important for us to highlight today that there is a transcendent one. He is the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. Exodus 20 and verse 11 says, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Let's see, this is God's world. He created it, He governs it, and we are accountable to Him. So, in the thoughts of many today, the idea which gives an action credibility is how it makes them feel. The action is not based upon any foundation of what is right or wrong in relationship to a moral law established by the transcendent one. If the action makes me feel good, then the action is permissible to many. But today I want to highlight that the transcendent one exists. The Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah. He is the everlasting Father. He is the one by whom all things consist. Then we realize that since He exists, we are accountable to Him. It's His world, and it is operating according to the laws which He established. Therefore, we are responsible to Him. And each of us would be better off if we would submit ourselves to this transcendent reality, that we are accountable to Him. Another characteristic of the rise of the modern self is the disdain for the traditional. Any tradition which established a social norm will be disregarded, especially if the tradition is associated to the transcendent one. The culture established by tradition is seen as oppressive. Therefore, it is to be abolished. Morality established in relationship to the transcendent is seen as incompatible with the modern self, because it inhibits the ability of the modern self to practice that which is self-gratifying. But what we need to consider today is the reality of the transcendent. You need to consider that since the transcendent one is reality, then you're accountable to Him. Do you desire to follow the thoughts of the world where no morality can be established? Everything is subjective to the whims of the individual with no prospect of hope for the future. Also, do you want to follow a cultural idea where the only consideration is momentary pleasure? Or do you want to follow the directions of the transcendent one, the Lord God Almighty, who not only gives you hope for the present, but also hope for eternity? Today, I just want to make you aware of the cultural shift and encourage you to reestablish your commitment to the transcendent one, submitting yourself to His ways so that you may enjoy peace and happiness today and for eternity. Let's pray. Lord, as we come to You today, we understand the problems in our world. We understand that Satan has blinded the eyes of those in our world to seek pleasure. Their only thought is momentary pleasure. But Lord, may we see through Satan's wiles, and may we have the same thoughts as Moses, who was willing to experience momentary displeasure instead of enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season, knowing it was better to walk with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Help us to walk in obedience to You, because this is Your world, and we know it. And one day we're going to answer, but we're thankful for Jesus Christ, who stands in our place to mediate on our behalf. We thank You for the hope that we have in Christ. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good day. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.